Welcome everyone to the next episode of the Belgian Waffle Ride Show. This episode, we talk tires. We get real tech on everything with the IRC boys. So we go over their full line of tires. We talk about which tire could be good for which type of rider. IRC's got a pretty wide range of tires that's pretty well specific for the BWR for these mixed terrain rides. So we break those down and get a little few fun facts and some tips out there. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy. Hopefully you learn something. Hopefully everyone that hasn't done the BWR can listen to this and take away some solid knowledge. And if you are looking for some IRC tires, you can check out puregravel.com and Jensen Bike Shops, and they will take care of you there. All right, well, let's jump into the show. All right, Belgian Waffle Show podcast. We have the boys from LiftCS who are representing IRC tires. We're going to do a little tire talk with Chris and Steve. What is going on over there, Chris and Steve?
How's it going, John?
Good.
Looking
good. How
forward
you guys doing?
To talking tires with about BWR.
Yeah, it's
I'm
one of the most
to
I think it's one of the biggest subjects that when people talk BWR and, you know, want to almost like bench race it and find out it's tires, you know, what tires are they going to run? What tires are the good ones to run? So who better to talk with than you guys, your wealth of experience in the tire department?
That's awesome. Yeah. This is our second year now as being the official tire of Belgian Waffle Ride. And you're right. I mean, everything you talk about tire choice is pretty critical. Especially this, diabolical course that Michael's put together. Do you run a straight road tire or do you go with something with knobs on it to help you navigate some of this gravel terrain that's thrown at us? So you kind of have to pick. I mean, are you at the pointy end of the race and you want to go, with a road 28 tire, or do you want to have some comfort and, you can run some lower pressures with like a 32 millimeter, Serac sand? I mean, that's one of our popular tires that we really, really recommend and push.
So let's just kind of get just out of curiosity. Are you guys both riding BWR? Are you guys working BWR? Are you guys going to ride their bikes there?
It hasn't been decided yet. We would both like to ride, but we have so many responsibilities that we're not sure if we're going to be able to pull it off or not. I might wind up being on Double Peak. We're sponsoring the aid station on Double Peak. And so someone's got to be there to kind of set up and manage what's going on there. And I think that might fall in my lap.
Yeah.
Humor the listeners. Let's say you guys are riding BWR. What are you two personally riding tire wise?
Chris,
Steve?
Go ahead.
Okay. for me, the Serac Edge is a 700 by 32 tire with a file tread in the middle and little knobbies on the side. And we think the Serac 700 by 32 size is the right size for most people, unless you're got podium ambitions, because it's going to give you a little more volume. It's going to help you handle some of the rougher sections a little bit better, but it's still going to roll super fast on the tarmac. And, you know, this course is something like 90 miles of road and about 45 miles of dirt. So you've got to really, you can't go too, with a lot of climbing. So you don't want to go too big, but you still want something that's going to get you through the single track and the sand and the fire roads. And we actually have two 700 by 32 tires. One of them is called the Serac Sand. And one's the Serac Edge. And the difference is that the Edge has knobbies on the sides. And I prefer that because it gives me a little more confidence in the dirt. But there's a lot of other guys that like the sand better because when you're cornering on the road, you don't hit those side knobs and it just makes it a little bit more road friendly.
See, what, John, this is where I'm going to differ because I would go
right
700 by 20.
Right before you differ, real quick, just out of curiosity, Chris, what would you use tire pressure for that tire for BWR?
Well, I'm 215 pounds, so I would go between 50 and 60. But okay. Someone that's lighter could go quite a lot lower if they wanted to.
Let's say someone in like the 150-pound range, what are you thinking would be good for that?
Yeah, I mean, 40, 45?
Really, that low?
For a 32? Yeah. I mean, it kind of, it's some of it's personal. You know, we've got a friend that runs super, super low pressures. Just because of the way he rides, he wants more suspension. And I tend to like a harder tire, but some of it's personal preference.
All right. Let's hear you differ.
Okay, Marbella. This is a brand new tire, and it's a 700 by 28. It's got a flat top diamond design, built for speed, yet will handle the dirt. And so you can carve inside of the dirt, and yet this thing will roll fast as lightning on the road. I would run about 80 PSI on this tire.
Is that what
at the Belgian Waffle training camp. I rode that all weekend.
All right, that's what it was.
It was incredible. It handled, I didn't believe it was going to handle as well as it did. Let's put it that way. So the dirt sections were not a problem at all. I didn't feel like I lost anything on the road. At 700 by 28, it's an aggressive little knobby road tire. And
you can virtually run that on. You can virtually run that on a road bike then. You know, tire clearance isn't really that big of a deal, and you're only running at 28.
That's right. And this was actually a tire that was requested by a lot of riders last year because they didn't have a full gravel bike. And so that clearance was a problem with the 32. And this Marbella at 700 by 28 will fit 90% of the road bikes out there.
And it's got X-Guard.
Oh, yeah, that's key. So obviously tubeless.
Yeah, and it's got puncture protection bead to bead. So you're not going to have your day ended by one sharp rock.
What tire pressure were you running on those?
About 80. what I ran. So, and I could have gone a little lower with that X guard that Chris mentioned. It allows you to have a little stiffer sidewall, so you can get away with a little lower PSI, and still feel like you're running it at the high pressures we're all used to.
So do you think if someone's going out there to really try to finish at the front, you know, be kind of, let's say, in the race, you know, like, do you think that could be like kind of the go-to tire? Cause you know, it is that narrow, but still get that tread off of that and tubeless, obviously.
I do. I feel like IRC really nailed it. They got this one right. At first, like I said, last year we didn't have this offering, and we were super, super stoked when they showed us the early prototypes, and then again when we got first production, and then we've tested them. A few of the other guys have been out the last couple of weeks riding on Marbellos, and they're having great runs.
Yeah, I think the Marbella is going to be some people's secret weapon, especially on parts of the course like Black Canyon. That's long fire road that's not particularly technical, but that tire is really going to let you really hit the gas on sections like that without worrying about it.
How does that feel on the road?
It's great. It really is. So there's no knobby on the top. It's an inward diamond. And then it's got side knobs on it as well. And it's super fast. Didn't have any issues on the road at all.
Was that tire designed for gravel purposes, or was it a cross tire, or like where did that kind of come from?
I think that was a little bit of the design preference was something we requested last year after we had so many guys that were riding road bikes and they wanted something a little bit more aggressive than just a standard road tire. And so they kind of delivered on a spec base that we gave them.
Nice. Yeah. I think, that could be a real interesting little secret weapon for some of the faster guys wanting to do this.
Yeah. If guys want to check it out, you can go to IRCbike.com and look under the Marbella tubeless.
So speaking other than that tire, what what else is IRC offering for, like, you know, what could be good for BWR? I mean, obviously, you have an array of different riders and types of bike handlers out there. So what else is everyone else looking at?
Yeah, so one of the great things about gravel is that on a given ride, different people with different levels of skill and with different goals are going to want a different tire. So IRC now has a gravel collection that goes from 28 all the way up to 650 by 47. And so we've got a tire for every person and for every course now. We've got a 28 slick with puncture protection. We've got the 28 with tread with puncture protection. We've got several 32s with different treads with and without the puncture protection. We've got kind of our flagship gravel tires called the Boken, and it comes in a 700 by 36 and a 700 by 40. And it's got sidewall protection. And then we've also got some 650B tires that we call the Boken Plus. And it comes in a 42 and in a 47. And we're really excited about the 42. It's really kind of a magical tire because, first of all, it gives you that 650B road handling that gives you the same circumference as a 700 by 25 tire or 700 by 28. Kind of depends on the tire. And so most people don't realize this, but when you go up to a 700 by 40, it changes the handling of your bike. It raises you up about 15 millimeters or so. And so it makes it, more stable, but also you feel like you're on top of your bike and not in it. And it doesn't turn quite as sharply and you can't turn with your feet as much. So this, these 650V tires preserve your road handling, but give you the big volume you need for off-road. And one of the great things about the 42 size is that there's a lot of bikes made for 650B 47, but there's a lot of gravel bikes that just doesn't fit. They're made for 700 by 40, but you could take almost any bike that is made for 700 by 40, and you can put this 650B 42 tire in it, and it just turns it into a little race car on the dirt. And so that tire is a tremendous amount of fun, and we really think people are going to love it.
That's one thing I think kind of seems to be popping up a little more is, like, especially in the gravel area and these mixed surf rides, is like the 650B tire size, wheel size. What do you guys feel like pros and cons of the 650 compared to the 700 and in the gravel mixed surface terrain?
Well, I think we lost Steve, by the way. But the
down to two.
Yeah. The big con of 650B is, of course, weight. There's no getting around it. It's 650B setup is going to be heavier. But I personally don't know anyone that's tried 650B that hasn't preferred it because it's 100% more fun. So unless you're racing competitively, it's just plain more fun. The bike handles better, turns sharper. Your confidence descending just goes through the roof. It's just everything about it is more fun, faster, more responsive. You know, it's great. So to me, it's worth the weight penalty, unless you're racing competitively.
Do you feel like on the 650, most people, if they do ride the 650 size, they will obviously be going from the 700? Is there much of like a squattier, lower feel to the ground with that, or is it kind of not as noticeable?
No, for me, it's very noticeable that when I put the 650, I've got a bike that doesn't fit 650 by 47, so I've got those 650 42s, and when I put them on my bike is lower and twitchier in a good way, more responsive. And I just feels more fun and I have more confidence riding it. So it's a little bit of a hard switch because you got to buy another set of wheels and it kind of is a thing that you have to be educated about. You know, why do I want to go buy a different size wheel? It seems crazy. But once you try it, it's so much fun. I think it's going to take a while, but it's going to continue to become more and more popular. And I think it's going to grow and grow.
So how do you feel, like, you know, just kind of keep the conversation going on the 650, like, for the BWR, for the Belgian Wolf Ride course, that terrain, how do you feel the 650 size is for that?
Hard no.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear why.
Too much weight, too much climbing. On the BWR, you're climbing on the road all the way up to Ramona and past. It's 13,000 feet or something. It's a lot of climbing. So just because of that, I would go with, and that's why we recommend a 700 by 32, because mm-hmm. you don't want to carry that much rubber all the way up the mountain. But that said, there are people that do the short course, the Belgian wafer ride. I always have to think about that. And that course is half the distance, half the climbing, but most of the dirt. So when you do the short course, you're doing like 50-50 dirt and tarmac. And I've got a friend that rode 650 47s on it last year and had a blast. So you could certainly go with a bigger tire if you're doing the short course. No matter what, you're going to be carrying more rubber up the hill. So the longer and steeper the course, the worse 650B is going to be for you. But for like our average, like 1 to 2 hour, you know, rides, gravel rides, it's like, it's a blast. So much fun.
Okay. I think that's a good way to break it down. Like the shorter, funner rides, 650Bs kind of, that's where it really shines.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to let's go over a few points. I want to say educate the rider that hasn't been to BWR. You know, there's obviously you have the riders that have a wealth of experience in all types of terrain and riding, you know, professionals or just avid, you know, weekend mm-hmm. warriors. But like, what about the guys that, you know, even like just the basic tips, like that's coming from, you know, Texas or even Europe. I see some people from the UK are coming over and they don't, you know, they see photos, they see some video, but mm-hmm. what are they really getting themselves into? And what can you guys kind of like offer in terms of, you know, help and tips for these newcomers?
Yeah. Well, the number one tip, the tip of all tips is you've got to be tubeless.
There we go. That's what I was waiting
for. You're going to have a bad day if you're running tubes. Because you're going to get into one of these off-road sectors, and a lot of them are extremely rocky, where there are these little rocks, could be an inch high, could be 5 inches high, just sticking up out of the hard pack. And you're going to hit one of those rocks and get a pinch flat, and it's going to ruin your day. And so the story I always use is Josh Berry won the race a couple of years ago, came back the next year to defend his title, and he had 3 pinch flats in the course of something like 10 miles or something. And I think he was less than 2 hours into the race and he had to abandon because he was out of supplies and there was no support nearby, and his day was over just because he wasn't on tubeless. If he was on tubeless, he would have just kept going. So number one, get on tubeless. That's important.
What about, let's say, what's your, your tip or your, what you think for like the rider? Obviously their BWR is very well supported. Mm-hmm. You know, there's tons of bright red Velofix fans driving out there, but there's also thousands of riders. So even if someone has tubeless, like what should they bring on their bike? You know, how many extra tubes or, you know, what CO2s or hand pump, you know, what's kind of like the survival kit that these people should be, you know, thinking about?
I like to kind of bring everything because mm-hmm. on BWR, it's such a weird mixed course. It's not like a road race where if you have a catastrophe, you can kind of hang out and like neutral support's going to come rolling by soon. It's really hard for support to get out to the middle of some of these dirt sectors. So you need to be self-sufficient. So I carry a tool kit with a chain breaker. And I carry some CO2 in a tube just in case. But I don't know. I know guys that go with nothing. You know, there's like, I'm tubeless, I'm good. I'm going to roll the dice and, you know, probably I'm going to be okay.
I'll be brave.
So, yeah, the big thing is I like to bring a lot of nutrition. I like to bring a lot of my own nutrition and just plenty of water, you know. stay on top of my hydration and nutrition.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a couple other people on this. And I mean, that's besides setup. That's key. If you can't, you know, hydrate and nutrition yourself properly by hour five, you're going to be calling an Uber and getting picked up.
Yeah. And it can be hot.
Yeah, that it's usually more, I'd say more warm than not with when this ride comes around.
Yeah. And in Southern California, you never know. It could be a hot weekend. There's been weekends that were brutally hot.
Oh yeah, definitely. So back to tires real quick. Let's say I'm just going to kind of paint a picture for you. Let's say you're, you know, a woman from the Midwest, a little bit of dirt experience, avid rider. Like, do you, you know, for that type of ride or whatever, do you say like, hey, maybe, because there's about 40 miles, you say, of dirt and 90 of pavement. Would you lean on the, like, if you don't have the dirt skills, and I mean, this can be for, you know, female or male, anyone, but like, would you say go a little wider on the tire and be comfortable in the dirt, but lose on the road, or you better on the road and kind of just like, get your way through the dirt, even though you're going to lose more time? Or like, where do you find that like fine line of like actually choosing that tire for kind of like the average rider?
For most people, for the average rider, the answer is the 32, because that's your balance between having enough volume and grip to get through the dirt, but still being fast on the road and not being too heavy. And we have two of those tires, one of them with side knobs and one without, but they both have a fast running center tread. And those are our Cerac tires. And so whatever tire you get, you don't want a 32 cyclocross tire with a big knobby tread, because that's just going to kill you on the road. You want something with a really minimal fast rolling center tread. And just another tidbit is the last time I rode, I had 28s. And it was hot, and I was just going through Hodges. It's so rocky and so bumpy. I was just miserable. So I promised myself I would never do the BWR on 28s again. So 32s,
yeah, I don't think many people
just makes a world of difference.
Do it on the 28s.
No. See, a lot of people, though, they think they want 28s, but they don't. They want 32s.
They want 28s for that first hour when it's fun and fast and everyone's together.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. I believe Ted King last year wasn't even on 28s. I want to say he was on like a 30 or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know why that sticks out of my head, but I believe he was. So, yeah, 28s.
Yeah,
just throw those away. Don't bring up
28s. Yeah, we keep waiting for one of the winners to come in on 32s because they give you so much extra ability on the dirt sectors that if you can just hang with the pack on the road, which generally you can with the 32, once you get to the dirt, that's where you can make your break and pull ahead, because everyone on the road slicks is just not going to be able to go that fast on the rocky sections. And so if you've got a 32 with just a little bit of tread, you can hit the gas and drop everybody on the dirt.
So just out of curiosity, what do you think, let's say, obviously Double Peak comes at the very end. It's nice, steep, brutal paved climb. There's, I forget which dirt sections usually come before, but there is dirt. Let's say someone was on third. There you go. Okay, so let's say there's two riders and I'm just like spitballing here. Like, and the rider on 32's got away in the dirt and the 28's were struggling. How much more time? Is he going to lose much time on Double Peak though with 32s compared to a rider that is on a 28, or do you think it's still close?
You could probably find a website somewhere where you could do the math on that.
Yeah.
That's above you my are going to, I mean, just physics are going to come into play. You know, if you're spinning up more rubber up a, you know, a 20 degree hill, you're going to go a little slower. But I think the key is that you're going to get to Double Peak fresher on the 32s. Because you're not going to get beat up all the way through Hodges on the 28s. I mean, Hodges just beats you up. It's so hard and rocky.
Yeah, and by that point, you're already smoked.
Yeah, so I think that anything you lose by having to turn a harder tire up Double Peak, you're gonna have more in the tank from not being beat up over 40 miles of dirt getting there. So I think I would rather have the 32. Yeah.
Right. Before we wrap this up, anything else that maybe we didn't cover that you'd like to add? Or, you know, your past experiences or, you know, expertise in this space?
I don't know. I think we covered a lot of ground. I think Steve said you can go to IRCbike.com to check out
where's everyone going to find us out?
Yeah, you can go to IRCbike.com/BWR, and that'll take you to a page that has all of our BWR tires. And it even has a little guide that says, hey, if you're a Belgian hard man that wants to win, here's your tire. If you're, if you're just a normal guy wanting to do your personal best, choose this tire. If you think you're in way over your head and you just want to survive, maybe think about this tire.
What about for like the recon rides coming up before BWR? Are you guys going to be doing anything out there? Or,
we're going to be on the rides.
Tires floating around?
Yeah, we're going to be on the rides and we're going to have a little tent set up where you can come see all of our tires and come talk to us and touch them. And we might have a few demo wheels that if you show up early enough, you might be able to even throw the demo wheels on your bike and try them out. But we only have a handful of those. So if you want to do that, you got to show up early.
All right. Good to know. We're getting that out right now. So everyone gets a little heads up. But all right. Well, I think we covered some good tire talk in this little episode. And hopefully everyone gets a little more confident in their tire choice leading up to May 5th. And yeah, like you said, check out the website. And if you're in the Southern California area, I would suggest hitting the recon ride and come and look at the tires in person.
Yeah.
But all right, Chris, well, much appreciated. Thank you. Tell Steve thanks, even though we lost him. But I feel like we did just fine without him.
I'll let him know. All right. Thanks for having us on.
We'll do this again before the ride and do a little recap. Thanks again, Chris.
All right. Yep. Talk to you later. Bye.